this is Carrie Peters.
And Stacey Morgenstern.
And welcome to Better Than Ever, a Health Coach Institute podcast.
Where we're here to question how we do life because the normal rules no longer apply.
Hello, Better Than Ever podcasters. Hannah Duncan here with Kayla Jetta. She is one of our 10K in 10 weeks finalists for the upcoming live event in Dallas, Texas. Kayla, how are you doing today?
I am awesome, Hannah. How are you?
I'm wonderful and so pumped to have you here because, guys, guess what? Kayla is the very first person we are featuring for this next round of 10K finalists. So, Kayla, we are so thrilled to have you here. And I'd love to get to know you a little bit. So, what type of coach are you?
So, I am an ontological life coach.
Ooh, what is an ontological life coach?
That many people ask that, so I'm happy to explain. So, I'm sure that you have heard of a life coach before. And the type of coaching that I do specifically is for entrepreneurs and women who are creating their juicy lives. And what differentiates me from other life coaches is that the school that I was trained in is ontology. Ontology is a big word for a simple concept. It just means the study of being. So while I'm working with my clients on creating the amazing tangible results they want in their business and their lives, we're always paying attention to who are they being in the world while they're creating this.
Ooh, I love that. So you probably explained that quite a few times. It sounds like you've got it pretty well down there.
Just a few. It's like my party trick now.
It is. So you are part of our 10K challenge for the HMBA grad tribe. And I just want to know, where are you in that? You've obviously hit 10K, but I heard that you've made a little bit more than 10K and we're not even halfway through the challenge.
Yes. So when I went into this challenge, I set a personal goal for myself to achieve $22,000 in 10 weeks. And I did not plan it to be like this, but I am so excited to share that as of last night, I have officially hit the $22,000 mark.
What? Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it feels so fun. And just, I'm really in celebration and in serious gratitude.
Awesome. Well, congrats on that. So now that you've hit that goal, what's the next goal? Have you set another one for the rest of the challenge?
I have. I decided that it was time to really stretch myself and step into my power. So my revised goal is $38,000.
I think you're probably going to hit it. We're only halfway through the challenge. You've already hit 22K. Let's kind of rewind it just a little bit. What was your life like before the 10K challenge?
I think it's important that we go back a little bit further than just before the challenge. I'll share that 8 months before the challenge started, I had just left my job in corporate America, and I was a brand new entrepreneur trying to figure it out. And life back then looks very different than how it does now. I had coached two clients before leaving corporate America, but when I actually left and had my first day as an entrepreneur, I had no clients. I had no clients that I was working with, and so that was definitely a place of figuring it out. And there was some fear. I'm going to be honest. There was a lot of late nights crying on the bathroom floor, just trying to understand what I was really doing. But it was also coupled with this deep trust and knowing that this is what I was meant to do. And I promised myself that I would stick it out for 90 days. And in those 90 days, I would start to see some big results. And so that led me to results. I did what I said I was going to do. I committed to some consistent actions every day for 90 days, and I started to replace my income from corporate America. And so I knew that I was going to be okay. And then 3 months before the challenge started, things really started to change for me again. So now my income had been significantly increasing. I actually hired my first teammate. I brought a virtual assistant on. And when that happened, I began to double the income that I was making as a coach. So 1 month before the challenge started, the place I was at was really getting ready to fully step into my power and just launch a full expression of who I want to be and the work I want to do in this world. So even though just before the challenge started, I feel like I was so fortunate because I was in a place to really just jump in and do this. It certainly did not look like that a few months before then.
When you officially registered for the 10K challenge, where would you say you were at in your business?
I would definitely say my business was steady, consistently growing, and I knew that I was at the precipice for a really big launch pad.
So guys, just to keep this clear, like she may have started off in a steady place, but there was definitely a point where she was struggling and worked very hard to get to where she is right now, which is, what was that number again?
$22,000 in just a few weeks. It's crazy.
You are in our HMBA grad program. You're already killing it on the business front. What inspired you to even register for the 10K in 10 weeks challenge?
So there were two big motivators. One, of course, is that I knew that this would give me the support to really celebrate my first 10K month. I had been dangerously close many months before, but I just wanted to actually cross that threshold and really celebrate the fact that I could create continuous 10K months. And so I knew that this would give me the support and the accountability and the resources to do that. And the other thing that truly was the biggest motivator is that I love that what HCI gives us is an opportunity to be part of something that's bigger. And I'm really inspired by the scholarships that HCI gives out to their programs because of the money that we're generating. And so I love to be able to be part of that and part of this opportunity for other people who have this dream to have access to it because of the work that all of us are collectively doing.
We've talked about it. You know, a lot of your fears were before the challenge. What did you have to do to overcome fears that came up while you were growing your business?
As I mentioned before, I had already really been in practice around overcoming fears. We all are always in practice of overcoming our fears. And the place that I was at, I was really working on showing up consistently as a leader. I knew that I just had to keep doing that, that I had to show up every single day. And even when the fear was there, use that as inspiration to show up anyways. And so that is how I overcame the fear, is to not try to ignore it or make it go away, but just to see the fear and acknowledge it and know that who I am is powerful enough to be a leader and show up for my tribe anyway.
So when you began to replace your income from corporate America to through your coaching business, where were you finding clients? How did you even begin to find them?
That is a great question. Almost all of my clients at first and still consistently come from word of mouth or referrals. One of the things that is really important to me is just to truly be a stand for possibility in the world, which means that I know a client can come from anyone for anywhere if I'm doing my job and living out my purpose, which is to truly be curious about what's going on in the lives of other people and stand for their possibility. And so my clients have come from just doing that work, from being in conversations with some of my good friends, with my hairstylist, with people that I've met at HCI retreats, just being in these juicy conversations and connecting those people to their possibility and inviting them to be my client.
What mindset shift did you have to make in order to make this business, this career possible for yourself?
There's a few. One of the biggest ones is that I had to shift my mindset from believing that I had to do everything to seeing that I just had to be, that who I am is enough, and that I don't have to be in hustle, be in the grind in order to be proving my worth. And so for me, this really came back to staying really connected and focused on my vision and being motivated by what I wanted to create, knowing that who I am is what can create it, not the things that I'm showing up doing every day. Now, that doesn't mean that I wasn't taking actions. It's just that I was taking actions from a very different place. Instead of just waking up in the morning and trying to hustle and just go after things, I got really connected with, who am I? What am I up to? What is the gift that I want to bring to the world today? What's my intention? And from that place, take some really inspired actions. But that took a big mindset shift to get out of the hustle of just doing things.
Now that you are kind of a rock star, do you have any tips for our tribe members? Because, you know, everybody's sort of in a different place, and I love to find out, like, what is the juicy secret that you can give to our tribe to help them grow their business like you?
Yes, I definitely have a few tips. So one is that self-care and self-love are priorities, and they are the foundation to success. What I have found is that the more that I, you know, get rooted and sink my teeth into my self-care practice and really get connected with the fact that my first job is to really be connected with the love that I have for myself and who I am, and not in like a, oh, I'm so great way, but just in a way that I am in this universe for a reason. And so the way that I get to do that and live that out is by just nurturing myself and filling my own cup first. I have totally found that the more I source myself, the more I have to give to other people. And that's a huge one, because it goes back to what I was saying before about the hustle, that we're used to thinking, well, I'll just have to come last. I'll skip my workout. I will eat on the go. And so a tip is to don't do those things. Like, do the things that you know really source you. Commit to your workouts. Commit to meditating or journaling. I made a commitment to myself that I would sit down and eat lunch at my kitchen table every day, computer shut off, and just sit there and actually enjoy lunch, because I know that my body needs to be nourished. So that's definitely a tip. And the other tip is to know that living your truth is your work. Whatever kind of coach it is, whatever it is that you're doing in the world, you living your truth is your work. And that's what's making a really big impact in this world. And that's what keeps the vibrations high. And when we stay in those high vibrations, success is easy and fun.
I love those tips. Now, are you going to be at our live event? Will we see you in Dallas?
Yes, I'm totally going to be there. I'm so excited because I'm bringing my boyfriend. This will be his first HCI event, so I'm excited about that.
Ooh, spouses.
Yeah, I know. My mom and her fiance are going to be there too. And my mom is actually how I came to HCI. She is also an HMBA, and she's my accountability partner. So it's so fun to be on this journey with her and just celebrating her and cheering her on just as much as she does of me.
Oh, that's so cool. Mother-daughter duo. We love that. Well, I'm glad that your whole cheering section will be there for you. That's super exciting.
Thanks. Yeah, it's going to be really fun.
Well, good. And you know, I will say, I love when people bring their spouses to the live event. Because one, I love seeing a spouse there to support their significant other in their business and in their dreams. But it's also a great way for that spouse to see the work that their partner's doing and realize, you know, how impactful and important it is, and that this is like a lucrative, wonderful career that isn't just something they're just like going online and doing at night and going through the courses. Like, they get to actually see the magic in the room, which is pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's so cool. And I'm fortunate because my partner is a huge support system, and he totally has cheered me on every day since day one. And I think sometimes he's like, this sounds crazy, but I trust you. And it often is crazy, but it usually works. And sometimes it doesn't. And then that's okay too.
Hey, we're all a little crazy at sometimes. Well, Kayla, thank you so much for joining us today. We are so excited for you to see where you go. And what was your big stretch number? It was
38.
Ah, yes. Well, let us know when you hit that. We can't wait to see you at HCI Live. And folks, if you want to get in touch with Kayla beforehand, check out her business. Her website is kaylajetta.com, and that is spelled kaylajedda.com. And if you would like to get some juicy information from her, she actually has a private Facebook group. You just search a Possibilitarian Power Pack on Facebook, and you can request to be part of that group. And do you want to chat just a little bit about what that group is? I know we were talking before the call, but I think everyone else would like to know, what is this Possibilitarian Power Pack group?
Yes, I love this group. This is my tribe, and it lights me up to be in that space every day. So this is really a space for other coaches, entrepreneurs, just girl bosses. And there are men in there, but I primarily write content towards women who are just creating their juicy lives. And I come in that space weekly with video information and tips and tricks. And I just share all of the best juicy content that I have for free in that space. So it's awesome.
Great. Well, I will be joining that. So you guys all should join me in the Possibilitarian Power Pack group. And guys, if you want to join us at HCI Live, all you have to do is register for that seat. Go to hcilive.com/Dallas. And you can go there to meet Kayla and all of our other 10K and 10 weeks finalists, as well as Carrie and Stacy, the lady bosses. I'll be there. Our whole team will be there. We hope to see you there. And Kayla, keep working, girl. You still have several more weeks, and I cannot wait to hear when you finally hit that stretch goal.
Thanks so much, Hannah.
Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for tuning in to Better Than Ever, a Health Coach Institute podcast. For more information on our programs, please go to www.healthcoachinstitute.com. Comment and share if you like what you hear.